With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Touring a pharmaceutical manufacturing plant in Cincinnati, President Trump calls the Iran conflict an excursion and suggests oil prices will soon fall back down.
It's doing well. The market's holding up well. I figured we'd be hit a little bit, but we were hit probably less than I thought, and we'll be back on track in a pretty short while. Prices are coming down very substantially. Oil will be coming down. That's just a matter of war that happens. You can almost predict it. I would say it went up a little bit less than we thought.
Trump then headed across the Ohio River to Kentucky, where he's campaigning against one of his GOP foes, Thomas Massey. Severe weather hitting Illinois and northwest Indiana last night, killing at least two people in Lake Village, Indiana. Cassidy Sinwelski, whose neighborhood was hit by the tornado, says she took shelter in her bathtub as the storm blew through.
Not expecting this. Just thought it was a casual little storm like we always have in northwest Indiana. Tornado watch, saw it coming from Kankakee, thought it would dissipate and be gone. When my husband saw the clouds shifting this way, and then he looked that way and they were going this way, we knew we were in it.
The Trump administration is opening a new trade investigation into manufacturing in foreign countries. It's an effort that comes after the Supreme Court struck down President Trump's previous use of tariffs. Trump and his team have made clear that they're seeking to replace the hundreds of billions of dollars in lost revenues by using different laws to establish new tariffs. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 289 points, the Nasdaq rose 19, the S&P down 5. This is SRN News. Conservative Anglicans step back from the brink, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The Global Anglican Futures Conference has decided not to ordain an alternative to the Archbishop of Canterbury, a move which might have prompted an immediate split within the worldwide Anglican Communion. The conservative bishops are unhappy with the Anglican Church's embrace of homosexual ordination and gay marriage. They are also dissatisfied with the recent selection of the first ever female Archbishop of Canterbury. Michael Harrington reporting.
A nonprofit organization known for public awareness drives addressing anti-Semitism says an ad campaign on New York City taxi cabs was removed before its scheduled end date. The group Jew Belong launched the campaign amid an increase in anti-Semitic incidents in the city. It featured signs explaining how Jewish people often feel compelled to hide their religion for fear of reprisals. This is SRN News. Oil prices rise while the markets hold steady.
Stocks mostly fell on Wall Street, even as oil prices rose again. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Wednesday. It was the second day of relatively calm trading, following a stretch with some wild moves caused by the war with Iran. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 289 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.1%. Oil prices rose more than 4%. That came despite an announcement from the International Energy Agency that its members will release a record amount of crude from stockpiles set aside for emergencies. Seth Sutel, New York.
The International Agency has agreed to release the largest volume of emergency oil reserves in its history in a bid to counter the effects on energy markets of the war in the Middle East. More details at srnnews.com.